How important do you think the live animals are to the Kiksuti today in Wrangell?
How do I feel?
How important are, so if you saw them around town or down at Tom's place, do you think that having those animals still alive here on the island today is important for the Kiksuti?
I think so. I mean, I think about it more now since you've been here and brought it to our attention and stuff. And like I say, I haven't seen them for a number of years because we didn't go down the cabin for there for a while. But yeah, I feel that there's a connection. Mm-hmm. And if I went down there and saw them jumping around, I mean, just like my son, I mean, he wouldn't do anything to harm them. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he's building down there, and if he runs across them, I mean, he's not gonna to do anything stupid that would harm them in any way.
Right.
He wouldn't think of doing that.
Do you think that if someone did harm them, there would be repercussions? You know, some of the stories talk about, you know, repercussions for harming animals.
You know, I just don't know if there would be a maybe at that moment that somebody might say something, you know.
Right.
If a person saw somebody being, just not taking care of the animals around them, that I think another person would speak up and say something about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that the frog is equally important to the Kiksuti as the raven?
I think so.
Is it? Are frogs equally important to you as the raven?
I think they're more important because, I'm not out there feeding ravens or, you know, even though I don't see the frog that often, I don't know. I just feel like there's a connection because of, and more important because I did the design, you know, and on my blanket.
Right.
Searched a long time to find the right design.
And it took you a long time.
Took me a long time to find one. Yeah, because I did find one and I traced it and was all ready to cut it out, and then I looked at it and it was too modern of a design. It was kind of like abstract design. Even though it was a nice design, I might use it sometime on my vest or on a vest that I might make.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And have you seen that changing? So in the past, you know, the totems and the regalia, like the old blanket that Marge has over at the museum, the way that the frog looks now that people are starting to use on their regalia, has that changed over time?
No. I just thought I'd use this design, the first design that I had, and went to all this trouble to copy it and everything. I used it because it was my niece's son that had done the design. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to, I thought I just wanted to be different. Mm-hmm. But the more I searched and looked around, I kind of lost the feeling after setting it down for a while. And so I went back to it, and then I start really thinking about, do I really want that, you know, and didn't feel a connection. And so when I start searching and looking, and then finally seeing something, it was seeing a design that I wanted, I mean, I knew immediately that.
That was the one.
And it's kind of, you know, on the order of, the design is kind of on the order of Marge's mother's design.
Right.
The long ago designs that were on the blankets.
Right. And you felt the connection
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't to the other one. But I have that design cut out, and I thought, well, maybe I'll use it on something sometime.
Do you think that your ancestors might be influencing how you feel toward?
I never thought about it, but I believe that could have happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.